Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Now, let's talk about something we all struggle with from time to time. Stress and anxiety. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, I get it. Life throws curveballs, deadlines loom, and sometimes it feels like our minds are playing a constant game of what if. But here's the good news. We don't have to be at the mercy of these feelings. We can actually learn to manage them to become the calm in the storm. That's what we're diving into today, practical emotional regulation techniques that can help you handle stress and anxiety like a boss. Think of it like this. Our emotions are powerful forces, but they don't have to control us. We can learn to steer the ship to navigate those choppy waters with grace and resilience. And trust me, there's a ton of power in that. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can really make a difference. First up, awareness is key. You know that feeling when you're stressed, but you don't even realize it until your chest feels tight and your heart is racing. Yeah, we've all been there. The trick is to develop that emotional radar. Pay attention to your body, your thoughts, and your feelings throughout the day. Notice those subtle cues, a clenched jaw, a furrowed brow, a racing heartbeat that are telling you something. Next, breathing is your superpower. Seriously, it sounds simple, but consciously controlling your breath can have a huge impact on your emotional state. Deep, slow breaths send signals to your body to relax, calming down that fight or flight response. Think of it like hitting the pause button when things get overwhelming. Third, challenge those negative thoughts. We all have them, those inner voices that whisper doubt and fear. But here is the thing. They're not always accurate. Learn to identify those negative thought patterns and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have? Often, you'll find those negative thoughts are just exaggerated or based on assumptions. Fourth, find your stress busters. We all have different ways of unwinding, whether it's going for a walk, listening to music, reading a good book, or spending time with loved ones. Make time for activities that bring you joy and help you de-stress. It's like giving yourself permission to recharge and come back feeling refreshed and centered. And finally, practice self-compassion. This one is so important. Be kind to yourself, especially when things are tough. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to make mistakes, to feel overwhelmed, to have days that just don't go as planned. Treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a good friend. You know that feeling when you're on a tight deadline, your inbox is overflowing, and you just want to scream. Yeah, I was there last week. My phone kept buzzing with notifications, my mind felt like it was racing 100 miles an hour, and I could feel the stress building. Then I remembered what we talked about today, those emotional regulation techniques. So, I took a few deep breaths, focusing on each inhale and exhale. I closed my eyes for a minute and visualized myself in a peaceful place, the beach, with the sound of waves crashing and the warm sun on my skin. It helped me to calm down and refocus. Then, instead of diving headfirst into that mountain of emails, I took a short break to go for a walk. The fresh air and movement cleared my head, and I came back feeling more energized and ready to tackle those tasks. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. We all face stress and anxiety, but by practicing these techniques, we can learn to manage them effectively. Become the captain of your own emotional ship, steer clear of those stormy seas, and sail towards calm waters. Take a moment right now to think about one thing you can implement from today's episode. Maybe it's focusing on your breath for a few minutes, challenging a negative thought pattern, or scheduling some time for self-care. Go ahead, I'm rooting for you. And if this podcast has resonated with you, do me a favor, share it with someone who might benefit from these insights. Let's spread the word about calm and confident living. See you in tomorrow's episode, where we'll be exploring another powerful tool for navigating life's ups and downs. Until then, stay strong, stay focused, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.